This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 2, Episode 17. Assalamu alaikum, productive Muslims. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mifra Maruf, and I'm here with Day 17 of the pre-Ramadan bootcamp. In this episode, I want to speak to you about Jannah and how it is surrounded by hardships. You've probably read or heard the following hadith from the Prophet ﷺ, in which he said, Jannah is surrounded by hardships and the hellfire is surrounded by desires. And this is from Muslim and At-Tirmidhi. Now this is a powerful hadith that reminds us that the road to Jannah won't be easy and that things will be tough. So as you're preparing for Ramadan, you might be worrying that things might not be as easy, especially with the long fasting hours and late night. However, I want you to remember the hadith and keep it at the top of your mind.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Muhammad Faris, founder of ProductiveMuslim.com. At Productive Muslim, our mission is to inspire the ummah to be productive again. And one way we're doing this is through our online courses and webinars that are hosted on ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com. This platform is a personal development platform for Muslims worldwide. It combines faith and science to overcome some of our practical personal development challenges, whether it's waking up early in the morning or overcoming stress or difficulties in life. And for Ramadan, we have three special courses just for Ramadan on the platform. One is pre-Ramadan called the Ramadan Bootcamp. One is during Ramadan called Productive Ramadan Course. And one is post-Ramadan called Post-Ramadan Leap. So make most of this platform. Join us today at ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com and be part of this personal development journey with us. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Another thing that we can learn from this hadith is that getting closer to Jannah won't get easier, but will always be surrounded by hardships and tough choices. So what I mean by tough choices is having to make that choice between waking up early and praying or sleeping, or it can be, do I fast voluntarily or do I eat as normal? Or can I spend an extra 10 minutes in the masjid and read Quran, or should I rush home? Or should I give away some money in charity or save it and pay the bills? Another choice can be, do I overcome the uncomfortable feeling of reaching out to my parents, siblings, relatives and community, or do I cut ties altogether? Or even, do I take care of my body by eating healthy and getting fit and thus helping me worship Allah with more energy, or abuse my body with sugary foods and have a sedentary lifestyle? So these choices don't get easier as you go through life and you're constantly struggling with them. And they are worth it because you know why? You're seeking Jannah and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So keep this in mind before, during and after Ramadan, that at the end of the day, it's all about making tough choices and making enough correct tough choices so that we can have our space in Jannah by Allah's mercy, inshallah. So I hope that helps with lifting up your spirits, especially when things don't go perfect and the way that you want it to go. So this brings me to the end of the episode. Please do let me know how you went with those three challenges by heading over to our show notes, productivemuslimpodcast.com/S2E17. And I will speak to you all again tomorrow. Until then, all the best with your Ramadan preparation.